doctor. Give me the news. One of my favourite segments of the week. It's when we chat to our trained psychologist, Kim Kalusek. She is our love doctor. You can catch up with her yourself at Fair Home Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Dana. Good morning, Dylan.
Shall we get straight to the juicy questions?
Let's get into the juicy stuff.
All right. If you have a question for her, pop it in our question box. All the questions are anonymous at 98.1 Power FM on Instagram. This one's coming through saying, I've been dating someone for 6 months and I just found out they never want a dog, ever. This is a massive deal breaker for me, but I really like them. Any tips to talk them around?
All righty. Look, so to all the singles and all the early relationship people out there, go home now, write down a list of all the deal breakers in the relationship. This is the stuff that we should all get to know really early in the relationship. I don't know why we would do it to ourselves or the other person to leave that to later on. So, you know, get it out there really, really early. So it's really, I guess, in this case, you know, they are 6 months down the track. Our viewer needs to ask herself is, you know, she either needs to, you know, accept, or it might be even a he, I'm not sure, accept their partner, you know, for how they are, or have a conversation, coming to some sort of agreement. And, you know, that may mean she doesn't get a dog, or, well, you know, she may decide.
Can't you get a dog part-time? You know how you can get those seeing eye dogs that you train up for like 3 months and then you send them away, and maybe she can convince him?
Funny you had that. You mentioned that. I had that conversation with my husband yesterday.
Really? How did it go? Does he want a dog?
Look, he'd love a dog, but we just aren't home enough. That's the trouble. So
yeah, that's another good
look
point.
Look after it. It's a problem. But look, at the end of the day, what she needs to decide is, you know, is this person, you know, amazing enough that I can live without a dog, or, you know, is it a deal breaker? She needs to have a conversation and, you know, decide one way or the other.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we've got another question on Instagram, this one. I've been in a monogamous relationship with my bi partner for 9 months, but I have concerns that they are missing being physically intimate with other women from some conversations we've had. What do I do?
All righty. Look, regardless of if we're straight, bi, gay, trans, whatever, the key, as I've said many times before, the key to any relationship is communication. So, you know, asking the love doctor what to do isn't where you need to go. It's asking your partner. So
communication again.
Absolutely.
Pops its little head up every week.
It's the backbone. It's the backbone of all relationships. So, look, in any relationship that we come to, we come with, you know, our own history of sex and intimacy, et cetera, and that may look different in past relationships to the current one. And there may be some stuff that, you know, maybe we pine for. And those are conversations that need to be had openly. Dropping hints isn't great. We need to be open about that. So really, I think that just getting it out there, asking your partner, is this an issue? Are there things that you're missing? Is that a deal breaker for you or not?
Okay, brilliant. That her name is Kim Kalusek. You're an absolute joy to talk to every week. Kim, you can catch up with her yourself. She's a trained psychologist at Fair Home Doctors Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Kim, you're ever so wise. Thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Thanks for having me, guys.